Hey, Don, if you were to harvest pomegranates, how would you do it?
Well, I'd pick them from a tree, just like an apple.
Yeah, and if you wanted to get some blueberries, what would you do?
I'd go pick them from a blueberry bush.
Now, how would you go about getting a jabuticaba?
I don't know. I've never even heard of that.
Jabuticaba is a fruit native to Brazil. It's the size and color of a plum with a white pulp and several seeds. It only stays fresh for a few days, which is why it's not usually brought to the U.S. But if you wanted to go get your own jabuticaba, I'll tell you how you'd do it. You'd go to the tree and pick it straight from the trunk itself.
The fruit grows directly on the bark of the tree's trunk and branches? I'm imagining clumps of plums glued onto a tree. That seems unusual.
That's exactly what it looks like. And it might seem unusual to us, but the fruit is common in Brazil. It's often sold fresh at markets. It's also known for its health benefits and sometimes gets called a superfruit.
Oh, I see. Sweet, dark-skinned superfruits have plenty of antioxidants and nutrients, especially in their peels. So, like pomegranates or blueberries, the jabuticaba could also be good at preventing heart disease or even cancer.
It can definitely be a part of one's healthy diet. And in Brazil, it's certainly a popular fruit. Though its shelf life is short, the jabuticaba is often made into jam, jelly, ice cream, wine, and liqueur.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are thousands more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.